Soybean growers are racing the calendar this spring, planting earlier than ever to try and unlock bigger yields and stay ahead of tight margins. But how's the best way to manage those early planted beans? CJ Miller has more.
According to Dr. Eric Schurter, crop protection technical lead at Corteva Agriscience, that shift is being driven by today's more resilient soybean varieties, which are giving farmers greater confidence to plant earlier and capture more of the growing season.
There's a lot of growers' minds, input costs, how do we manage all that, be profitable what we're doing? And the first thing a lot of growers are thinking about is, hey, I can do early plant soybeans. I can optimize that yield. And they have. We've really figured it out. We've got good genetics, really good seed treatments. We get them up. We got to make sure we're protecting from weeds.
That's why he recommends several herbicides to help protect yields in the fall for those early planted soybeans.
Product like Kyber Pro, we just launched about a year ago, or Sonic Boom. It's going to give you that 6 to 8 weeks residual. Now, why is that important? Well, you think about early planted beans. We get them up. It takes about 21 days. We've used up 3 weeks of residual. By the time you get time to start spraying, it's only V1, V2. You know growers don't like spraying that early. That's a long season. So by having that length of residual, you get it further in the season. Come in with a product like Enlist One Glufosinate. We're going to top it off a little bit with Inversa. It's an encapsulated acetylcholine. Now we're going to get us all the way there to that R1 stage.
Learn more about these herbicides and other crop protection products from Corteva by visiting their website, corteva.us. I'm CJ Miller.
Find these stories and more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.